And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. All right, now check it out. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. All of our radio shows are repurposed as podcasts, and they're put not only on the Lifestyles Unlimited website, but they're also populated on various podcast platforms that are available to you all across America. And I'm sure whatever podcast provider you prefer to use will give you the ability to check out our shows. Now, if you're using a podcast provider, you're not going directly to the Lifestyles Unlimited website. What you need to do when you get to your podcast provider is do a search. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You'll know you have found it because it's going to look like a little house with an equal sign in it. Yeah, that's our logo, and that's how you know you found it. All right, so it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I have Melissa on today's show. She's my guest, and she's gonna fill your head with all kinds of information that you can use. That's part of the reason we're bringing Melissa onto this radio show, is so that you don't have to hear it directly from me. You can hear it from somebody who's actually in the trenches, doing what Lifestyles Unlimited teaches them to do, and getting the results that they're looking for. Now, Melissa, she's kind of an interesting person because she actually has a background in real estate. Yeah, she's got a background in real estate. We'll ask her about that. And then we'll ask her how that background really helped her when it came to being a real estate investor. As a matter of fact, I ought to just ask her these questions now, but I got to get her on the show. So Melissa, welcome to the show. I'm super pumped up to get all kinds of great intel out of you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. I've been excited to interview you. As a matter of fact, when Rick let me know that you were going to be on the show, I thought it was a special opportunity to share information that people may have gotten wrong. What do you think about that idea?
That sounds great.
Okay. So what I was leading into at the beginning of the show is that you have a background in real estate. Do you not?
I do.
What do you do in the real estate industry?
So I am a single family realtor, and I've been doing that over a decade now, and really specialize in actually luxury properties and leasing, but I help a lot of investors as well. So
okay, so that must have prepared you completely to be a real estate investor. True.
True. Yes, it did. I kind of already had like a little bit of a foundation.
Okay. So why join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, if you felt that you had the competent information and knowledge to do the business of real estate investing, why join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, my husband and I just thought that Lifestyles had, all of like the tools that we might not have. So, the vendor program and the mentorship and the operations, we rely on that a lot. And these are amazing people that help us. And I really, we could do it on our own, but I don't know that it would be as good as it is.
So putting the Lifestyles Unlimited team on your team helped you accelerate what you're trying to do as real estate investors?
Yes, definitely.
So when did you guys pull the trigger? When did you join Lifestyles Unlimited?
So we joined in 2017. We originally joined as, single family investors. And then I guess it was only 3 months later, Matt said, we really should do this passive multifamily because we had a baby and he was traveling all the time. We just didn't have much time to, always be hands-on. And so the passive route was just a better solution for us. And then that's when we started investing in passive deals.
Okay. But did you buy some single family along the way?
We have two single family, and we still have them today, that we, you know, we were able to get at a good price and rent them out for, you know, really great returns.
Did you do all the things that we talk about on this radio show? Did you capture equity? Did you get cash flow? Did you get natural appreciation? Did you get principal pay down? Are you taking advantage of the tax advantages? Are you doing all that stuff?
Yes, we are, definitely.
How does that make you feel?
It's great. I mean, I love managing those properties, and having those tax advantages is awesome.
So what kind of cash flow are those properties producing for you on a monthly basis?
They're doing well for us.
So the money's flowing into the household. That's what I heard you say.
Yeah.
And how often do you have to go to those properties and do stuff at those properties in order to make that cash flow come in every month?
Honestly, I don't have to go there at all. Neil, when our tenants have both been there a couple of years now, and so we haven't, it's kind of, hands off. They just call me when there's a problem, and you know, I'm always hoping there's not a problem. So it's not too bad.
So Melissa, was it you or Matt that made the decision to check out Lifestyles Unlimited, or did you do it together as a couple?
You know, it was Matt. He has a really good friend he grew up with, Mike Hanna, who is a hard money lender in town.
Yeah, I know
and,
Mike.
Yeah, he's the one that kind of brought it to us and was like, he knew that we were looking to start investing more. And he said, you guys should really check this out. And, you know, that's how it happened.
So were either one of you on guard when it came to Lifestyles Unlimited in the beginning? I mean, did you think it was like a cult? Did you think it was a swingers club? Did you think it was something that was not necessarily what you thought it was? Spill the beans.
Well, you know, I mean, I had a lot of questions, but after we went to the 2-day and we met all these people, I honestly, I knew it was obviously legit, and you know, they have so many success stories. So I really wasn't that, you know, I was with Matt on it. We both decided to do it together. So
what was it about that 2-day financial freedom seminar that got your attention and kept your attention?
Well, you know, Matt has always said we want to be able to, you know, retire in our 40s. And so that was a big thing when they were talking about, you know, all of the passive income and things like that. And then also the tax benefits, because we weren't super aware of the different tax benefits that you could get. And so that was a big thing as well.
So what was it about those tax benefits that made you go, okay, this is real stuff? What was it that they taught you that you didn't already know?
Well, you know, we just didn't know about real estate professionals. I mean, even though I was a realtor, we didn't know about that. We just didn't have, you know, honestly, I don't think that we had the right tools to know about what to do with real estate taxes. And then we actually started using a lifestyles vendor who was able to help us and mentor us through that as well. So, you know, it was just things that we had no idea.
Did you find a good tax person? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, through Lifestyles.
And what did they do to change your tax situation? Do you recall?
You know, they just helped me know more things that we could write off and like the depreciation and things like that, that, you know, we didn't know because we're just not tax savvy. So they've just helped us a lot.
Well, that's an important person to have on your team, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So your eyes started opening up when you went to the 2-day financial freedom seminar. As a realtor specializing in single family and primarily in nicer homes, not necessarily rental homes, mm-hmm. what was your thought about going out and actually acquiring not only a rental home, but one that was in not so good a shape? I mean, did that sit okay with you, or was that abrasive?
It was kind of difficult at first, to be completely honest. Like just walking in these homes, I was like, oh my God, we're walking right back out. But then, you know, you have to like look at it and say, no, like this is what we can do. As long as it has, you know, good bones and, you know, it has the potential. I think I just had to overlook a lot of things. It took me a little bit of time, I'm not going to lie. But and then once I got over, you know, the cosmetic stuff, I was okay.
So who are the primary members of your team? I mean, your tax person is obviously very important. But who are the people you rely on your team when you're looking to acquire property?
You know, our mentor, we have a, honestly, we haven't really been doing much single family anymore. In a couple of the past couple of years, we've basically been focusing on multifamily. So our mentor is amazing with lifestyles. We call him all the time. And then we have the operations consultants from Lifestyles that we rely on a lot. And we also have a key principal that is in our deal right now that, you know, gives us a lot of advice and guides us through. So we have a lot of people that we rely on through Lifestyles.
So you said something very, very interesting. You said, we bought some single family, but we haven't done that for a couple of years because you transitioned into multifamily. Am I correct?
Yes.
So what was the first asset that you guys bought as pure multifamily?
So we were passives in six deals. We've been passive in six deals. And so our first lead deal, we closed on the end of June. And it's a 12-unit townhome property in Richardson.
Ooh, that must be in Texas, right?
Yes, in Richardson, Texas.
So why a 12-unit in Richardson, Texas? Why not a 20-unit in San Antonio or a 100-unit in Houston?
Well, you know, we live in Dallas, and we both really wanted something that was near where we live and that we could drive to and get to really easily, so we could, you know, be able to go there every day if we needed to, because we were going to self-manage this property. And also, we started small because we wanted to make sure that, you know, we knew what we were doing and, you know, we're confident and made sure that everything was good before we went bigger.
What challenges did you have with that property when you first acquired it? Was it the condition of the property? Was it the residents themselves? What challenges did you have to work on correcting?
You know, it was really just trying to get all of the paperwork in place, because the people that managed it before were kind of a mom and pop owner, and so they didn't have anything electronic, and they were not doing a lot of different things like rubbing back for water and trash and parking, things like that. And so, you know, it was almost fully occupied when we bought it, when we closed on it. So we had like one unit when we closed that we had to start renovating quickly, and then we were able to get somebody in. But we've had really good luck, and we haven't, we've been able to, you know, fill those units pretty quickly.
Wow. It sounds like it gave you all the opportunities that a first time lead investor is looking for. It gave you the opportunity to get the property organized, to work on a particular unit that needed to be prepared for rental, and then to actually lease that out. And it sounds like once you got it leased out, you became stabilized, which is very important. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I was trying to do that all monotone, by the way. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And the reason we're working on your financial freedom today is because it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I have Melissa on with me today, and she is sharing a lot of great information with you. Now, some of the information she's sharing, let me be very clear. some of it might go over your head. Now, I'm not calling you ignorant. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm not addressing you in any way like that. What I'm pointing out is that Melissa, well, she's sophisticated. Yeah, and I don't mean she walks around in pretty flowing dresses, although she might. I mean she's sophisticated from the standpoint of she has knowledge. She understands this real estate investing business. Now, she started as a real estate agent, so she had exposure to the industry, but she really needed Lifestyles Unlimited to kind of complete the package. Isn't that true, Melissa?
Yes, it is, definitely.
As part of the complete the package stuff, I mean, you pointed out earlier in the show, your mentor is super important to you. You pointed out the operations consultants are very, very super important to you. They're very super important to me too, by the way. You pointed out that the vendor list was very important to you. Mm-hmm. Who else do you put on your team? Now, we don't have to address this in the single family realm or the multifamily realm. I'm just really curious who you as a real estate investor leans on, because that's one of the secrets, right? You get other people to do work they're really competent at doing so that you don't have to do it yourself.
Right. Well, you know, our property is not big enough for staff right now, so we do all of that. I mean, really, it's the operations consultant, the tax person. We do, you know, call on outside brokers because we actually are looking for our second property. So, you know, that would be someone on our team. But really, it's the mentors and the operations consultants that are the biggest thing.
And you've got them on speed dial, right?
Yes, and I don't know. They probably get scared when they see my name come across because I call them so much.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. As a matter of fact, the ones that they're worried about are the ones that don't call them until something goes terribly wrong, and that's then they right. need a lot of help. So actually, they enjoy receiving your calls. When your name shows up on their caller ID, they're like, oh, look, a competent investor who's calling just to check in to make sure certain things are running the way they're supposed to run. They're getting the advice they need now so that it doesn't become a major train wreck somewhere down the road. That's what I think is going on in their minds.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's only because I talk to a lot of them all the time. I'm kind of like you. I've got my mentors on speed dial, and then I talk to some of the other mentors just because of my role here in doing radio for Lifestyles Unlimited. I like to know who's the movers and shakers within the organization, and clearly it's the mentors and the operations consultants because they give us the biggest bang for our buck, I think, right?
Right, definitely.
When it comes to your 12 unit, how do you guys handle maintenance? Do you have like a handyman on call? Do you just contract out for the maintenance? Do you contract out for the turns? How do you handle the maintenance on that property?
Well, we're fortunate enough to have our key principal does have a staff. And so we do have someone from his staff that we can call on to help us with different maintenance issues. And he's amazing, and he's, you know, always there when we call him, but that is someone that we use.
So you're relying on somebody that owns property like you do, who mm-hmm. understood what you're trying to accomplish and signed on the bottom line as your key principal. And mm-hmm. he's willing to share resources with you because he wants to see you be successful. Do you think that's what's going on?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on. I think you've cracked the nut on the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I mean, you're humming on all cylinders. I don't even think we need to take you in for a tune-up because I think you're in pristine condition. That's what I think's going on with your real estate investing journey. am I wrong?
No, I think you're right on target.
So earlier I mentioned a concept called stabilization. Would you like to explain to the audience what I'm talking about, or would you like me to do it?
You can go right ahead.
I knew I shouldn't have given you the out. Okay, well, here it goes. So stabilization is a concept where you get your property to a certain level of occupancy. Usually it's like 90% or better. So, and you maintain that occupancy for at least 3 months. If you can do that, if you can keep the property stabilized to where you've got residents in the property at 90% or better, and you can do that for 3 months or more, in the eyes of your lender, in the eyes of your investors, in the eyes of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, you are essentially stabilized. And what that means is you can go out and you can start looking for your next investment opportunity. Sounds like you guys accomplished stabilization pretty quick since you bought a 12 unit. You only had one unit that was down. How long did it take you to get that unit up and ready to be leased? Do you recall?
Yeah, let's see, maybe 3 weeks.
That's not too long, is it?
No, it wasn't long at all. We were able to get it fully stabilized, you know, because after that we had another one come up. So it was probably 2 months after we bought it. It was, you know, it's been fully occupied since then.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, if you take a 12 unit and say, what's 10% of that? That's 1.2 units. Can't have 1.2 units. But if you had two vacancies, you would fall out of stabilization. But one vacancy kind of keeps you in that realm. But you've excelled. You have no vacancy.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate.
So what's the game plan with that asset? What do you plan to do with that thing? You guys going to hold it forever and a day, or are you going to sell it? You going to give it to your kids? What are you going to do?
You know, we're going to hold it right now. You know, we might look at exploring the option of selling it once, you know, things pick up more with the market. But right now, I think we're just looking to hold it for at least another year.
How do your investors feel about that asset?
You know, they all love it because we've already done three distributions. So, you know, they're getting money back in their pocket, and I think everybody's pretty happy. They've actually already all given us the okay to start looking for our second property.
So you asked permission?
Yes, we did. We asked permission per our mentor's, you know, direction. So
yeah, and it's I think it's a line in the white paper too that we're supposed to ask permission from our investors to make sure that everything is green lighted, because the last thing we want to do is upset the people that invested their hard-earned money with us, right?
Right, definitely.
So you're going to hold that one for another year. You're looking for your next property. You've got six passive deals running concurrently. You've got two single-family houses. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking you've changed the finances of your household.
Yeah, you know, we're doing pretty well right now, and also, you know, the tax benefits are great for all of that. So
what are your intimate thoughts on cash flow? Is it good or is it bad?
My intimate thoughts on that it's good.
That's it. That's your answer. It's that succinct.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I couldn't ask for a better answer, to be honest with you, because I agree with you. I mean,
right.
Cash flow is something that we don't necessarily have when we're working for somebody else. But then when we join Lifestyles Unlimited and we go through the 2-day and they talk about the importance of cash flow, we kind of go, yeah, it might be important, but I don't have any of that right now. So, you know, when I get some, maybe I'll deal with it then. And then you go out and you actually buy an asset and you put that asset into service. And all of a sudden, somebody pays you on the first of the month. You pay the associated expenses. And what's left over is called what?
Cash flow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what does cash flow do for your household?
Cash flow does a lot for your household. It helps supplement your income.
Does it help replace the earned income that you receive by going to work?
Yes, it does.
When you look at your household and you look at your household expenses, what percentage of those expenses do you think you have been able to, I won't say the word eliminate, because they're still legitimate expenses of your household. But because now you have cash flow coming in and it's a stream of income, what percentage of your household expenses have you not had to worry about because the cash flow is paying for those things? Have you ever looked at it that way?
You know, I know that it helps a lot, but I can't give you a number because my husband does most of that. So,
okay.
You know, but it does. I know that it helps, and I can see that it helps. So,
has it improved your quality of life?
Definitely has.
What are some of the things you and your husband get to do now that you couldn't do before you developed this cash flow?
You know, we can do more trips with our daughter. So that's a big thing.
Oh, so family time is important?
Yes.
It's very important, isn't it?
It is. It's probably number one, right?
Yeah, it's number one in my book, too. And you find that the workplace kind of consumes a lot of that time, right?
Right. Definitely it does.
But as we continue to develop that cash flow and we get more and more of it coming in, and then it ultimately replaces our expenses of living, somebody in your household may, and I use the word may because everybody's got a different game plan, but somebody in your household might be able to retire themselves, don't you think?
Yeah, hopefully. So I definitely think that that's coming.
Okay, so Matt wasn't able to join us today. So I'm going to ask you a question that I know you're going to give me a straight answer to. You ready for it?
Yes.
Who's going to retire first, you or Matt?
It's probably going to be Matt because...
What? That's not the answer I was expecting.
I know, but I mean, I love real estate, and I think I'll do it forever. I mean, you know, I really think that I will do it until I don't want to do anything anymore. So, you know, and he helps me a lot with that too. So I think that we would just both transition to obviously full-time real estate.
Very cool. Is that what Matt is thinking about doing? I mean, is that part of his transition plan?
You know, I think so.
So does he act as the lead investor, the asset manager, or do you do that, or do you do it jointly?
We do a lot jointly. You know, I do a lot of the day-to-day stuff, and then he, you know, does all the financials and things like that.
So he's kind of like the asset manager, and you're kind of like the managerial arm of the organization. You
right.
take care of the day-to-day ops.
Yes.
Does that work pretty good for you guys?
Yeah, it's working great so far. So knock on wood.
How hard was it to get in a rhythm where it was easy for you?
You know, it was pretty easy because we were already kind of doing that anyway with our single family stuff. And so we've always been a really good team and worked well together. So it was not a difficult thing.
If Matt were here... Mm-hmm. What do you think the one thing he would want to share with me on this radio show? How well do you know Matt? Let's play the dating game.
I don't know.
Was that I don't know?
I don't know. We've been married for 18 years, so I know him pretty well, but I have no idea.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair. It's just a silly question I had written down on my notes, and I thought, you know what, I'll just ask her and see if I get a silly answer back. And I kind of got a silly response to my silly question. So that's what I get for asking silly stuff. So let's get back to the serious stuff. What is the perfect asset for property number two for you guys to buy as a lead investor? Are you going to get something bigger, something about the same size, something smaller? What are you looking for?
We're looking for something around 3 to 6 million. We want to be in, you know, still the same area, North Dallas, so that we're able to get to the property pretty quickly. And, you know, we're looking for probably 25 to 50 units. We'd love to do 50. That way we can hire somebody to help us, like, you know, have staff for that one and then the 12 unit. But, honestly, we're really just looking for the numbers to work and to get a good deal.
How many lead investor deals do you guys think it's going to take in order to entice Matt away from his full-time job?
It's probably going to take at least three. So,
okay. So the good news is you've already got one under your belt and you're looking for number two. So once you get number two and you go through the process and you get that stabilized, then you can work on number three, wash, rinse, repeat. And I'm assuming by the time you get number three stabilized, Matt might be in a situation where he's got to make a decision as to whether he wants to work for a living, which is okay, or he'd just be a lead investor for a living. Sounds like a pretty cool problem to deal with, huh?
Right. I know.
How old are you guys? I mean, I'm kind of curious, and I know it's not appropriate for a man to ask a woman her age.
That's
so let's
okay.
Let's ask Matt's age. What's Matt's age?
So I'm 42 and Matt is 45.
And what is your goal as far as getting to a point where you both are in control? In other words, you can decide to stop working if you want and it won't damage you financially, or you can continue to work because, like you pointed out, you love what you're doing. So there's nothing wrong with staying with that. It's the people that are working, that are, you know, going through the grind and everything, that can't stand it. Those are the people that we need to see step away from the job. But that's not you. Is that Matt by any chance?
You know, Matt loves what he does, and he's really good at it. So, you know, I don't think that that's the case. I think that we just want something that, you know, we can hand down to our daughter. So, you know, I think that if once he decides that, you know, we're going to go all in real estate, then we'll do it. And, you know, but it's not, he just wants something of his own. So
he likes having that tangible asset that,
right,
that he absolutely can call his own because he's done the work to acquire it. Right.
Right. Right.
So what do you think? What do you think the future holds? We get to property number three. We get you stabilized at property number three. There's enough money coming in that Matt doesn't have to work. What do you think he would do?
You know, he'd probably start looking for another property.
He just is. I got the job. I got that on cruise control. Now I got to find property number four, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see it stopping. I think we'll just keep going. So, you know, if Matt does decide to go all in on real estate, I think we'll just continue on the lifestyle's path. So I don't, you know, that's the game plan.
What would you say to a friend of yours that might be listening to this radio show, who's concerned about, you know, joining lifestyle, spending money to do that? What would you say to somebody like that as far as advice?
I would say, you know, I know that it's scary to for the unknown, but you just have to take a jump. And that's the only way that, you know, a lot of things happen is you have to take a chance.
And you guys took that chance and you were successful, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you plan on being successful in the future, correct?
Yes.
Well, to quote a song lyric, I think the future is so bright, you got to wear shades.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's where I think you guys are at. I want to, you know, Melissa, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with us. I think people are going to learn a lot from this interview. And if you want to do what Melissa's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.